Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Difference of 2 seconds, the game clock and the shot clock.
Worst case scenario, we're going to overtime.
Jokic a screen, Murray to try to break the tie.
No timeout by the Lakers, they gotta go.
James, a bump, the feed, a push shot, no! Zero's on the clock, the Nuggets advance! They have won!
For the confidence in this group, if it stays together, obviously that includes you, but just this group as a whole?
No. Because we lost. I'm not a participation guy.
Oh, baby, the Lakers lose. Their season is over, but a phenomenal basketball game. That was LeBron James. That was Jamal Murray with the game winner. Kevin Harlan on the call. You heard a little Reggie Miller. And just, no, honestly, I'm going to take my Lakers biases aside. Look, you guys know I can't stand the LA Lakers. As we say, good morning to everybody out there getting off the graveyard shift. Rodden Hayward, the truck driver, I ain't heard from you in a long, long time. Come on, man. Get those tears out today on the morning roast, Big Ron. I know you're out there somewhere. But shout out to YouTube and Twitch and Twitter. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages as we have added the QR code on both pages. And shout out to the Xfinity Mobile text line, overnight dancers, muni drivers, cab drivers, Uber drivers, you name it. Shasky, Lubman, Spinotti. I'll just say this right off the rip. Before we even dive deep into this game, Shasky, these playoffs have been really good. I've enjoyed the first round. No stress. Taking a step back, kind of eyeing the league. Last night was a phenomenal basketball game. That was grown man basketball. Grown man basketball. You see all the Nuggets. Guys are playing 46 minutes, 43 minutes, 40 minutes. Jamal Murray, questionable with a calf strain. Guts it out, hits a game winner. Just a great, great basketball game last night.
Jokic had a bad game and had 20-20. By his standards.
By his standards.
Like, he's phenomenal.
25-29, sorry.
I love that. I thought Anthony Davis had a great year, just in general, and I thought he had a pretty good game. Offensively, not what he would want to do. LeBron James, with the left-handed finish in the lane, I know you bring up LeBron, it triggers a lot of people's feelings or whatever, but watching an all-time legend like him attack the basket, he's still one of the best players in the league. And then to see Jamal Murray hit multiple shots down the stretch, started the game and ended the game. It was just such a bookend. It was a beautiful game. Aaron Gordon, bury his own with some huge rebounds down the stretch. And then Austin Reeves, Spadoni's boy. I thought he played really good yesterday.
He did. He did. That was
but
just,
the Lakers are done.
The Lakers are done, and it starts an offseason. There's a lot of lucky question marks. We're going to have a lot of questions on this offseason here. Jermaine Wiggins, WEEI in Boston, is going to join us at 8:30 because I think the Celtics are in trouble, too. All of a sudden, I'm looking at the New York Knicks saying, they have a shot to go to the NBA Finals.
Oh, my God.
It would not shock me if they went to the NBA Finals. Anything could go down. But Minnesota-Denver is going to set up to be a monster second-round series, something I am looking forward to. The young guns in Minnesota against this Denver team that just won't die. They didn't play great this series. They trailed for most of it. They win it in five games. I saw people tweeting like, hey, it's the most competitive five-game series I've ever seen in my life. Okay.
Wait, are we keeping, was that Windhorse?
No, I mean, we keeping tabs on five-game series now. Sure, great.
The Lakers absolutely were terrific in going down in this series. I'm not sure I've seen a more impressive performance in a sweep ever.
Until he saw the Lakers have a lead in every single game of the five-game series they just lost.
Right.
75% of all the minutes played, they were leading.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Wow, wow. But that game flipped in the third quarter. Game flipped in the third quarter with Anthony Davis.
And the Scam Man.
The Scam Man, Darvin Scam. I
you like
Hamm.
That?
It's my favorite. I came up with that a while ago. Don't let the internet fool you. Yeah. I started Darvin Scam early on in the chat.
Dude, listen,
I'm watching him with hands in pocket, not calling timeout.
Well,
and I'm saying every CYO ref across the country is saying, hey, Darvin, listen. LeBron is going to choke you out if you don't call a timeout.
Whoa.
What are you doing? And honestly, this is where I would say to LeBron. LeBron, why don't you just call the timeout?
That's what I was about to say. Right. Just call the timeout.
Yeah, dude, first of all, his game four tantrum, jumping up and down in front of Darvin Hamm. Challenge it. And him jumping up and down, using all 42 inches of his vertical, jumping up and down and throwing a tantrum like he's Baby Chaz or something. Like, what the hell are you doing, LeBron? You want to deal with that here in the Bay Area? Imagine him and Draymond Green contesting a call with a referee? Oh, my Lord. Anyway.
The tears would be flowing from Steph.
Last night, Anthony Davis hurts his shoulder. It's obviously dangling, left shoulder, whatever it was, a stinger. I don't even know what they called it after the game. But the Lakers are rolling. They're up 69-60. They're rolling. Call the timeout. Get AD out of the game. Get LeBron. Get a good lineup in there and stabilize your lead. Instead, the Nuggets go on a 12-2 run. Darvin Hamm's sitting there with his hands in his pocket. AD can't shoot. LeBron's literally telling him, run to the corner. We're not going to pass you the ball because you can't do anything. You're playing 4-on-5. You blow the lead. Didn't you say, you know what? Okay, now's a good time to call a timeout. Darvin, it's an elimination game. That's the game, homie. You're done. You're going to be an assistant coach again if you don't get this timeout called. And he doesn't call the timeout, and the Lakers blow it.
I don't know if you follow along the way I follow along on different reports, but ESPN, and this is in succession, 10:50, okay? The game ended at about 9:45.
Yeah.
10:50, LeBron James shrugs off a question about his future with the Lakers. And then at 11:27, Darvin Hamm's job is in jeopardy.
Yeah, I know.
By 6 a.m. this morning, I've already seen four different credible people talk about Darvin Hamm out the door, and the Lakers are open to drafting Bronny James. I mean, you want to talk about the clutch movement working in the middle of the night?
And I ask you, Joe Shasky, you really want to deal with that up here in the Bay Area?
This is what I say to you, Bonte.
Oh, gosh.
Where do I sign up?
Oh,
where
gosh.
Do I sign up?
Oh, my Lord. You complain about it all the time. Now you want to deal with it? Oh, my God.
Did you see LeBron in the fourth quarter?
No, listen. He played God mode in the fourth quarter. Game two and game. Last night, I was like, oh, he's going to win this game. He's going to will them to a victory.
That left-handed finish was so sick.
He was everywhere.
He was like, you're going to put Michael Porter Jr. on me? I'm going right by him.
But then defensively, you see the limitations now.
Well, of course.
Jamal Murray ducking all over him, posterizing him, then flexing. Then Eric Gordon with a key offensive rebound against LeBron James late in the game. He kicks it back out. Splash, three-pointer. The Nuggets take a lead. Listen, LeBron James is all-time great. But all the reports, as soon as the game was over, and I'm like, Sham Sharania, Sam, they're talking about a game in January with the Clippers when they came back from 21
they had it
or something.
Ready to go.
Like February, the story was printed out in 5 minutes. It's amazing. Like the Sun story.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about this enough. Minnesota beats Phoenix. 6 minutes later, There's Sham Sharania with the report how Phoenix is out on Vogel and how KD doesn't like the offense
I
and all these different
things.
It's like, what? How are these stories coming in? Like, just, it's in the drafts, ready to go.
Well, I have
press
to,
in.
I actually kind of respect it because as a procrastinator, you know, I usually take my time and I'm late on the project and then I end up half-assing it last minute. Clutch? I mean, they're out in front of everything.
Clutch in the Athletic.
Who's running Clutch right now? Like, is it still Mav?
Yeah, it's Rich Paul. Rich Paul's running Clutch.
Yeah, but Maverick Carter's still a part of it, right?
Yeah, sure. LeBron,
so
Maverick
Rich
Carter.
Paul's the one at the head of the snake.
Yeah, basically.
The man does a great job, I have to say. I mean, if you want representation, forget Scott Boras. Go get yourself Rich Paul.
I mean, he's got Shams right in his pocket. Shams is in his pocket. So as soon as the Lakers lose, there's like five different reports out. I'm just like, damn. Lakerland, here's LeBron. You got the sound on LeBron. They asked him about his future, Spadoni?
Yeah.
Was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that.
That means he's gone.
Appreciate it.
Gone.
What a smile on his face.
What do you say about the season? What, Darvin Ham, because the participation trophy one was funny. I didn't hear that one. That was pretty funny. I was watching Inside the NBA, and they went to Mike Malone. And Mike Malone actually was classy last night. He gave the Lakers a lot of credit. Said, look, that's a tough team. I hope Darvin, he was like advocating for Darvin to keep the job because I think he wants to coach against Darvin because he's worked well in
his
last 13. Against
owned him.
I really want Nick Mullins to stay the quarterback of the 49ers
like
when we play them
30 straight
next
against
week.
Him. Come on.
He was talking up Darvin Ham. He's a really good coach, and I hope the Lakers have the patience. That's a really good team or whatnot. Mike Malone was sweating yesterday. Mike Malone, you the see Lakers? Him on the sideline?
Oh,
Mike Malone was sweating like, oh, my God, if we have to go back to L.A.,
you
this
think
could
LeBron
be problems.
Wants Steve Clifford to come coach the Lakers since he's such
God.
A great coach?
Oh, my
he's
God.
He's available.
Oh, my God. Who's going to – nobody's going to want to sign up for that job. Who wants to sign up for that job?
Unless the Clippers clean house and get rid of Ty Lue.
Paul Silas Jr.
Honestly, and we're going to have a lot of fun today because we're going to –
I think LeBron should be the coach. If he's going to stay in L.A., I'm dead serious
on
this.
What I was going to ask
– why doesn't he just be player coach?
I was just going to ask, what's the toughest job in sports as a coach? Is it managing the Yankees? Is it coaching the Lakers? I mean, what is the tough? Is it dependent on who's there? Cowboy head coach is a good one.
Yeah,
it's a really good one.
I would say Aaron Boone's job's pretty difficult.
Yeah, the Yankees. I was bringing up the Yankees.
Yeah,
Red Sox.
To your point, you know.
Dodgers. Those are some tough.
I mean,
like
I don't know about the Dodgers because Dave Roberts has got like immunity. The guy's lost so many damn playoff games, and he's just got unbelievable job
security.
You guys
know what's going to happen. You guys saw the reports last week. Terry Francona wants to manage again.
Oh, Tito.
Oh, he's going to go to the Dodgers.
He says he wants to manage again?
He does.
Oh, wow.
We should call him Toucan Sam because any time that there's a job opening, he's sniffing around trying to get his butt in the seat.
Hey, he might get that job. He might get that job. He may get the Yankee job. What are the Yankees like? Yo, Terry Francona, come to the other side here. Make the evil switch.
I think Aaron Boone is actually underrated.
I like Aaron.
They've had a lot of injuries the last couple of years, and I don't think their roster is close to as good as everyone else thinks it is.
I'm not.
That's a great question. What is the hardest job?
I would not want that Laker job. And
I
it's
think
not because of the
Lakers. Warriors job's difficult, too.
Like, Warriors job's difficult now, no
Given
doubt about that.
Given where they're at and who they're dealing with.
And Joe Lacob's the owner, and he
like
wants to win.
It's a no-win situation.
And Joe Lacob wants to win, and he's sitting courtside watching you. He's watching every rotation saying, huh, I don't know if I like this lineup.
He doesn't sit courtside. He is staring at you courtside.
He is right there.
Micromanaging every second.
He is.
And I kind of respect
him. He's having conversations with referees. I've seen him game two. You were at this game. They're playing the Dallas Mavericks. Second quarter. Draymond's in foul trouble. We see Joe Lacob literally during the timeout having a conversation with one of the referees. It was next level. I was like, this is great. He was birdie from above the rim.
We can agree that when you go hardest job, like the White Sox job right now, because they're the worst team in baseball by a country mile.
Right.
Like, that's really not that
hard job.
It's not that hard. Like, you're done. There's nothing you could do. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is, and you're just going to have to take it on the face. So when I look at these pressure cookers, it's like no-win situations. And that's why I think the Warrior job is kind of underratedly very difficult. And this is why I'm a little more lenient on Steve Kerr as the years have gone on. Look, when there were, you know, a champion and you couldn't screw up any of the rotations or whatever, I would be more critical. Now I'm less critical because I think the job's very difficult.
It is very difficult. Very, very difficult.
I mean,
difficult.
The egos are unreal. But the LeBron James coach, I mean.
I would not want David Blatt, Ty
Lue. Of an all-time great.
I mean,
has
Mike
he had
Brown,
the most coaches?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there even close?
Jordan had Doug Collins and Phil Jackson.
Okay, Kobe had
Dale Harris,
yes.
Phil Jackson, Rudy Tomjanovich, then Phil Jackson.
There for a minute?
D'Antoni, Mike Brown.
D'Antoni, Mike Brown.
Byron
at the
Scott.
End. Yeah, at the end there. Yeah. At the end, it got a little wonky, but they don't have a lot of like Magic had Pat Riley.
Oh, and did he have
Mike Dunleavy Sr.?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Westhead. Paul Westhead to start, and he got him
Pat
up out
Riley
of there.
Came out of the booth. Yep.
Pat Riley was the assistant, though.
Yeah, you want to talk about Toucan Sam in it. I'm sniffing that Stan Van Gundy can't get the job done. Let me come down from the booth.
win a title with Miami, got Van Gundy up out of there. No, I would not want to sign up for that job with the L.A. Lakers, and it's a great job. Like, if you get to coach the Lakers, it's one of the brand names in all the sports. It is. It really is. That Laker logo, it is iconic. I hate the Lakers. Their uniforms are great. The logo's great. Oh, the court is great. Yeah, it's an all-time classic. That's why I like the Yankee stuff. And I admit that on the front end. But boy, Coach LeBron and AD, and what comes into that. Like, I remember I had a couple of years ago, I had a friend who works at the Lakers, and he was like, dude, when Luke Walton was coaching, Luke Walton, they'd be at practice. They're in the huddle. Luke Walton starts explaining something, and LeBron just cuts him off. Just cuts him off and starts talking. It's just like, what?
Well,
like,
this is the head coach.
Yeah, I mean, but still.
I mean, he was probably right.
He cuts him right off. It's like, yo, I'm taking over this practice.
But this like, goes back to why if I'm dead serious on this. If I was a random team trying to recruit LeBron, be the head coach, so what?
So would you want to be the player coach with the Golden State Warriors?
No, I think Steve Kerr is one of the very few coaches in the league that has enough equity to be able to coach him. How many guys have you? Spoelstra?
Well, Spoelstra almost got pulled out the paint. Pat Riley was there.
That was a young Spoelstra. Spoelstra. It was his first job. I mean, 15 years later, 10 years later, he's viewed completely different. You know, I just think there's very few people that have the bandwidth and the credibility and the resume to be able to stand up to LeBron.
Probably only three, right? Spoelstra, Popovich, and Kerr.
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't think Pop?
No. I don't know what Pop would do with him. I don't know.
He respects him. They've done like Team USA stuff in the past,
true.
I think, with them.
That's
so
true. And obviously, LeBron loved Coach K.
Pop wanted nothing to do with that. You think Coach K comes out of retirement, takes that job? Remember Coach K was rumored to be a Lakers coach?
I kind of wanted
Kobe,
to see him do it. Didn't
during
you?
The Kobe era? He was going to leave Duke and be Kobe's coach with the L.A. Lakers?
Has he finally stopped putting the shoe polish on his head?
Well, it was a toupee at the end, right?
You know what? I do love you some Coach K now. I used to hate Coach K.
Of course.
I do.
Great.
We've established this. You're a 75-year-old white guy. Everyone knows
Coach K walk up and down the sideline. I mean, it was kind of cool. It was kind of cool to see the Blue Devil.
The Cameron Crazies. Monte's in there with a bunch of, you know, white students.
Speaking of Cameron Crazies.
Painted face.
Well, that's a perfect segue because speaking of Cameron Crazies, the Giants are at Fenway Park. And we were talking yesterday, Shasky. We got three main things today we're going to get into. We'll bring up the first main thing. And the Giants are at Fenway Park. And it is one of the more iconic venues in all of sports. Europe, North America, South America, Africa, you name it.
The Green Wall.
The Green Wall. And when you see the Green Wall in person, it's like, whoa, whoa. So when it comes to bucket list stadiums, you brought up the Cameron Crazies. I've always wanted to go to Cameron Indoor Stadium. And I know the Dean Smith Dome is 9 miles down the road in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. My bucket list item is a lot of college basketball venues. Allen Fieldhouse in Kansas, Lawrence, Kansas. I always want to go to Allen Fieldhouse, the place Wilt made famous, James A. Naismith, whatever, Paul Pierce, Rafe LaFrance, Jacques Vaughn, you name it. Cameron Indoor Stadium, the Dean Smith Dome, Rupp Arena, Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky. I'm a sucker for these venues. Just want to see them. But Fenway Park, in a lot of people's minds, is that bucket list venue to say, I've been to Fenway Park. I've got to go to Fenway Park. Like, knocking off Wrigley Field a couple seasons ago, Shasky, was like, wow, Wrigley Field. Like, I can't wait for you to go to Wrigley Field. You're going to love it. Love it. Wrigley Field was iconic, and I'm glad I checked that off, and I need to go back because I want to see more of it. Just walking around the neighborhood and seeing, like, wow, balls are really coming out here to the street. It's a real neighborhood. The ballpark is in the middle of a freaking neighborhood. It's cool. Boston Fenway Park was special. It is a bucket list item.
So that's the one for you.
No, the one for me, I told you, Cameron Indoor Stadium, D. Smith. I got a lot of stadiums I need to get to.
Well, I mean, it's not just one.
I can't pare it down, man. It's too many. All right, for this exercise, I'll say Cameron Indoor Stadium is my bucket list item.
Really?
I got to get to Duke University, go see a game at Duke. I have to see a game at Duke. 9,733 people, whatever the capacity is. It's hot in the gym. It's standing room only, it feels like. The ticket is hot. It's going to pay a grip of money. But just to be there at the place Coach K made famous, I have to go to Cameron Indoor Stadium. That's number one for me right now.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Well, if I had to go back in time, because I put a lot of thought into this, I know exactly where I would want. Like, one of the main bucket list items, Yankees, Red Sox, early 2000s at Yankee Stadium, the original Yankee Stadium. Now, that's not going to happen. They've torn it down. It's just different. I want to feel the vitriol of the two fan bases. Like, I just want to I want to feel it in the air. Like, that's the thing. And I've been thinking long and hard about this one. And I got one that I don't think anybody's going to have on their board. And I know somewhere Dan Dibley's going to be listening to this saying, I birdied the 17th hole. I got to get out to St. Andrews at some point, and I got to play. I got to play at the Home of Golf. That is one of my bucket lists. It was one of my things that my dad and I talked about over and over and over and over again. It's something you can experience with family. It's supposed to be one of the greatest walks ever in terms of playing golf. St. Andrews, Scotland is my number one. And I know nobody else can. I've got other ones, but that is my number one bucket list item.
Like that. I like that. I like that. Champ Ross, Fantasy Boxing Predictions. Kansas Basketball, Allen Fieldhouse. Yeah, I got it. Because Allen Fieldhouse, they have the windows. And I think the sunlight comes in during the day.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, it's pretty special. Bucket list items. Spadoni, love it. What is your bucket list item? Bucket list stadium you got to go to. Lakeford could get in on this, too.
We were just talking about playing at the Masters and Augusta, or just like going there and being in like the ambiance and stuff like that. But for like stadium-wise,
anywhere. It could be anywhere. It could be venues. Let's just say venues.
Man, I would go with Wrigley Field. Never been to Chicago. Yeah. I always wanted to go there. The Ivy. There's something special about it.
I've not been to Wrigley either.
Also, it's loved Rookie of the Year as a kid, too. Yeah. Henry Rowan Gardner and stuff like that. That'd be probably one for me.
Wrigley's unreal.
Like, because there's no football. Like, Green Bay, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I hate cold. Like, I'm not trying to go out there and freeze myself.
Yeah, but I think I want to experience it one time. Right. Like, Lambeau's on my list.
Yeah, October.
Lambeau's
right
on our list.
October's
and the Niners go to Lambeau next year. I'm trying to go to a road game, and the Niners are going to Minnesota, Green Bay, Miami, and Buffalo. And I think I want to go to Buffalo because of Orchard Park, the tables and everything like that in the middle of the neighborhood. But it's down on the list. I like Wrigley, though. Wrigley, you'll be blown away. Love me. What you got?
Mine, for me, is I really want to see, like, a cold, like, snowy blizzard game in Buffalo, like, late in December.
Really?
Yeah, I just, like, because Buffalo just, to me, it's one of those NFL towns where it's, like, they really have nothing else going on aside from, like, Bills game day. So I just want to go to, like, one of those towns where everything shuts down on game day and everything is about, you know, football on Sunday. And then to do it in, like, in those conditions just seems like such, like, peak hardcore football fandom to me. I don't know. That just looks like it would be like such a really cool experience to be a part of. Like a blizzard game in Buffalo and blown through the break.
888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. What is a venue you have to absolutely go to? By the way, Dwayne Fontana. Our boy, shout out Dwayne Fontana. His Facebook posts are pretty funny.
Yeah, oh, they're great.
He's great.
He's a legend.
He's a legend on the Facebook. Said, meet us in Miami, dog. Yeah, my girl's up right now, Dwayne. I'm not going to Miami.
I have a story about the Giants' first ever experience in Fenway.
Oh, I want to hear
during the regular season in 2007.
I want to hear it.
I was there.
888-957-9570. I would like to go to the Big House. Michigan is a good one. The Horseshoe, Columbus, Ohio. 888-957-9570. Giants are visiting the Red Sox at Fenway Park. What is a bucket list venue you have to go to? What is a venue? Name your top three if you want to. That's coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank, Full Service Banking, No Compromises. The hell is Fedotti of the Lakers?
You know, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
It bothers me.
To the city, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, what up, Adam and SF? What up, Adam?
Man, I thought I was feeling pretty confident with that, but all right.
Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water, so Plumbing good. And Drain. If you're going to call into the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water, Plumbing and Drain. Out with the old, in with the new. That's the 2024 NBA playoff motto. Out with the old, in with the new, as the Lakers bow out to the Nuggets last night in 5 games. LeBron was special, nearly dropped a triple-double, but too much Jamal Murray down a stretch. He is the game winner with 3.6 seconds left, his second game winner of the series, and the Lakers go out in 5. They enter the offseason, so now we got KD, we got LeBron, we got Steph, we got all these guys chilling in Cancun right now, and it's the T-Wolves and the Nuggets. It's the Thunder and the winner of the Clippers and the Mavericks. I was hoping that game was tonight, but Clippers-Mavs game 5 is tomorrow night in L.A., 7 o'clock. That will be special. The ultimate swing game. I love the swing games. I love the swing games. I love being good game 5, especially when the series is tied to 2 games apiece. You got the Sixers and Knicks tonight, game 5 at the Garden. Mm-hmm. It's going to be rocking, rocking and rolling, and the Knicks have a great opportunity. Great opportunity with the Pacers on deck to eliminate the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis and Dame are going to be at home. What is Milwaukee going to do this offseason? We'll get to NBA scenarios, trade scenarios, who fits with the Golden State. Well, we're going to get to all that later on in the program. But you were talking about Fenway Parkers. So we're talking about our bucket list items, bucket list venues. So we're talking about soccer, you know, going to Liverpool or going to Chelsea or going to Wembley Stadium, you guys. Like, I always want to go to Wimbledon. Like, later on this year, I'm going to go to Flushing Meadows, the U.S. Open.
Oh, yeah.
It's a venue I've always wanted to go
Very
to.
Very cool.
So, you had a story about Fenway Park, because I think we've both been to Fenway Park.
Yeah, you know, when the Giants, it was announced they were going to go to Boston, I remember there was this big buildup. Interleague play. The National League never played the American League. And then they finally introduced it, and it was going to be every 4 years, you would have the Red Sox come here, and every other 4 years, you'd go to Fenway, right? And so, the first time ever in a regular season game, Giants-Red Sox. And my buddies had set up this trip, and I didn't have any money. We were all broke.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Of us, we're all broke, and it's one of the greatest trips I've ever been on in my life. To this day, I remember it vividly and very fondly. It's 2007. It's Bonds' final year. Everybody took the red eye Thursday night to get to Boston for Friday so you can get there first thing in the morning. and you wanted to get to batting practice. Because I don't know if you remember, but Dan Shaughnessy or O'Shaughnessy, I forget how you pronounce his name, the writer.
O'Shaughnessy, Dan O'Shaughnessy, Boston Globe.
Him and Bob Ryan were writing for the Globe at the time, and he had put in the newspaper that everybody in Boston should get up and turn around when Barry Bonds comes to bat and not honor him, not say anything. So we went out, Giants fans, we're going to go out there deep. And I'm telling you, B, I swear to God, you could not walk around Boston without running into people you knew from San Francisco. Yeah. It was unbelievable. I felt like half the city flew out to Boston. Friday night, we get out there early. Bonds is taking batting practice, and Red Sox fans are literally giving him standing ovations while he's doing batting practice.
Then they also had the Astros signs too, though.
Oh, they had everything.
I remember the Astros signs in Boston.
Bonte, they had everything. Everything. And it was incredible. Let me read. Friday night. Friday night. Barry Zito starting against?
Dice K was Saturday, right?
Saturday, 1-0 against Matt Cain. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, Dice K was
Friday
Saturday.
Night was Barry Zito versus Julian Tavares.
Julian Tavares. Wow.
Okay.
Boston swept the series, right?
Yes, they did.
That's a name I've not heard.
Right? Listen to the lineup. You want to talk about sad lineups? Listen to the 2007 Giants. Dave Roberts, who got a standing ovation because of the stolen bag, his first time back in Boston. Mark Sweeney at first. Randy Winn in left. Bonds as the DH. Ray Durham at second. Benji Molina behind the dish in the squat. Pedro Feliz at third. Schierholz in right. Omar Vizquel at shortstop. Giants lost 10-2.
Yeah,
they they got crushed.
Oh, yeah.
There were fights everywhere in the bleachers. Everywhere. Giants fans were getting in fights left and right. We weren't good enough, so we'll win the fight.
I remember Dice K the next day. He was unbelievable. It was one of the best pitching performances I've seen from Dice K in his career. He was untouchable.
He was unbelievable. Matt Cain, a young Matt Cain, pitched for the Giants. Manny Ramirez hit a home run that Saturday.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a day game. It was beautiful. And then on the Sunday, we couldn't afford tickets because we had no money.
Right.
We ended up going to the bar. This is at the Excelsior Hotel. And who do we run into?
Who?
Wade Boggs.
Wow.
He's got a fanny pack. He's at the end of the bar. It's me and my boy Sean, his brother Noel,
Hall of Famer Wade Boggs,
my boy Matt Murphy. And I'm looking over and I go, that's Wade Boggs. We walked up to him. We said, hey, Wade Boggs, you know, can we buy you a drink? He goes, the fact you recognize me, let me buy you a drink.
Wow.
He had the fanny pack and my boys were making fun of him for the fanny pack. And he goes, you know who wears a fanny pack? A guy who has a World Series ring, and he busts out the World Series ring, lets us wear the World Series ring. We've got a photo.
The Yankee World Series ring, and he's rocking it in Boston.
This man was,
wow, I'm surprised he didn't get jumped.
This man was dipping at the bar in Boston.
Well,
and he went about forearms.
But
having
the Yankee ring in the fanny pack.
Bonte, his forearms are humongous.
He could have got robbed. He could have got beat up.
Well, that's the last place you'd probably expect to find a Yankee World Series rings in a fanny pack.
So as we're sitting having a beer with freaking Wade Boggs in Boston, I mean, this is like a dream come true.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds steps up to the plate against Tim Wakefield and hits a home run. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
That's awesome.
It was one of the greatest trips of all time. Fenway is... It's just amazing. Now, I know they've changed Yawkey Way and all the stuff around it. I heard it's even better now than when we went. We took the subway to go to the game, and it's one of the greatest sporting experiences of my life.
I like the subways in Boston. The subways in Boston are really cool. So I was fortunate enough to go to Fenway Park, but a lot later. I went 2014 during the Giants World Series.
Yeah.
I was there, so it was for the National Association of Black Journalists Convention.
Yeah.
The Yankees just happened to be in town. Derek Jeter's last year.
That's an incredible.
Mark Teixeira is playing with the Yankees.
A text bomb.
I went to the Friday game. I went to the Saturday afternoon game between the Yankees and the Red Sox. That Friday, the trade deadline had passed.
Oh.
So I'm on the subway in Boston, and this guy's got his little transistor radio. I'll never forget it. I'm like, what's going on? The deadline. He goes, the Red Sox just traded Johnny Lester. They traded Johnny Lester to the A's. And I'm like, what? What did the A's give up? I'm like, wow, the A's are making moves. They're hot. He goes, Cespedes? They traded Cespedes. I was like, oh my God, they traded their cleanup hitter for John Lester? And it happened to be a Cespedes' first game as a member of the Red Sox in center field. Now, Derek Jeter, this last year with the Yankees, hits one of those classic bloop doubles down the right field line.
The inside-out swing.
Teixeira hits a home run over the Green Monster. Everybody's singing Sweet Caroline. buy me this big lobster roll.
The Sweet Caroline, it knocks.
It hits out there.
When
it
you're
hits
there, it knocks. I'm it not going to lie.
There. It hits out there.
It does.
It does hit out there. So that game...
you got a lobster roll?
I got a lobster roll.
Isn't it a trip how when you go to Boston, they put the tip right down on the, like, the dollars stack up right down on the, whatever, the concessions table where you pay for your money and stuff. It's a totally different experience out there.
It was a lot of fun being there. Just being at that, just seeing the Green Monster in person.
Oh, the Green
Monster. It feels like it's 200 feet away from you.
Yeah,
it's really- I was sitting like... Now the seats are so small.
Where did you sit? I sat in the bleachers, and then I sat on the first base side.
So I sat on the first base side, kind of like the second set, under the upper deck.
Yeah, yeah.
With the big stanchions right there, the big poles.
Big green poles.
Right, big green poles. And Wrigley Field's kind of got the same thing with the big green poles as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you can't see, you got obscure views everywhere.
Yeah.
And the seats were just so small.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was like, you can't put food, you're angled, you can't sit anywhere. But it was great. It was great to just walk in there and be like, wow, this is Fenway Park.
When you go to a place that old, I don't know about you, but like, I feel the ghosts.
Yep.
I know that sounds...
No, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, like you feel like you're in a special place.
You feel like, wow, there's Carl Yastrzemski somewhere. Where's the spirit of Ted Williams? It's swirling around here.
The one red seat out in right field. Like, it's, I don't know, man. It's just the whole experience.
The pesky pole.
Yes!
See a pesky pole right there? Like, damn, look how short it is down the right field line.
And the way that they have the bullpen right there accessible where the fans are on top of the bullpen. Right. Just the whole experience of
Fenway. Filibuster here, because I got to find this lineup. I got to see who was in that Saturday game. Because there were some big boys in that Saturday game back in 2014 between the Yankees and the Red Sox. But that was Jeter's last year as a member. Now, the Red Sox sucked that year. They went 71-91. 71-91 that season. That's why they traded Johnny Lester, of course, to the A's. The Giants, I don't think, did anything really of significance at the deadline in 2014.
Jake Peavy.
Was it Jake Peavy?
Yeah, Jake
Peavy. Was it Jake Peavy? Damn, they did trade for Jake at the deadline?
Yeah.
Wow, that was a crazy deadline.
And then he limped down the stretch, and they gave him a two-year extension.
But he just came from the Red Sox, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we didn't give up Arroyo in that deal. Who did we give up in that deal?
Wow, Saturday, August 2nd was the date. Saturday, August 2nd, Derek Jeter batting. Wow, the Red Sox lineup. Brock Holt at third base. Dustin Pedroia, second base. Big Poppy at DH. Cespedes first game, left field. Mike Napoli.
He was a former Anaheim Angel.
Former Angel, had nothing but power. Daniel Nava. Xander Bogaerts at shortstop. Jackie Bradley Jr. at center field. Christian Vasquez at catcher. Now for the Yankees. Brett Gardner, left field. Derek Jeter, shortstop. Jacoby Ellsbury, center field. Mark Teixeira, first base. Carlos Beltran, DH. Beltran's a DH. Chase Headley, third base. Steven Drew, second base. Martin Prado. Always wanted Martin Prado on the Giants.
I always wanted him
on the Giants. Right field. Ichiro Suzuki came off the bench. I forgot he was a Yankee, for crying out loud. And Francisco Cervelli was the catcher for the Yankees that day. But Derek Jeter had one of those classic blue dogs. I was like, oh, wow, this is incredible.
Close the loop. Who did Jake Peavy get traded for when he got acquired by the Giants?
It was Heath Hembree and Edwin Escobar.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Now, that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't heard it either. I haven't heard it in a long time either. So, bucket list items, bucket list venues. I know we got a break, Lemon. I know we got a break. I'm going to break.
You don't miss that break.
You want
break,
me to just
bro?
Go to break? Here, I'll just go to break right now.
Take that for data.
This is Steve Kerr, and you're listening to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Hopefully Steve is doing well, prepping up for Team USA. Team USA. These Olympic Games are going to be fun. We're going to be locked in. We will be locked in. Don't be a slow summer around the Morning Roast. We got the Olympic Games. We got baseball. We got a lot going on the roast. There are no off days.
Yay!
The off season is our season. This is where we dominate. Separates the champs from the chumps. As this segment is sponsored by Golden State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. I did hear Steiny Guru yesterday. Steiny is adamant that he doesn't believe that Mondays are my favorite day of the week.
Oh.
Steiny, you don't know me very well. Mondays are my favorite day of the week. It sets the freaking tone. Because then everybody's feeling good. When you have a good show on a Monday, and I felt like we had a really good show yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, the audience could be the judge. They could be like, you guys sucked yesterday. You talk about the same thing, but whatever. You feel good. You walk out the studio like, okay. I think I gave it everything I had. I feel good. Yeah. You go pick up your kid. You go see your kid, LJ, or you watching the NBA last night. You go to sleep feeling good. You're like, wow, what a game between the Nuggets and the Lakers. Wow, inside the NBA. You're feeling good. Then you walk in on a Tuesday like, all right, it's Tuesday. Let's knock this out. Next thing you know, it's hump day. And then you're tapering down. You're descending, getting ready for the weekend. Monday set the tone. Especially during football season. Monday morning quarterback. Who doesn't like a Monday after football season?
I'm happy with Brock Purdy.
You can't wait to get to your buddies and talk about the game that you just watched and criticize everybody and question Shanahan's decision-making and question John Lynch's draft picks. We love Mondays. If you don't love Mondays, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to help you.
Bothering me.
All right, can you get the numbers ready? I'm going to go 5-1. I've really put some thought into this. 5-1. All right, the Giants play in Fenway, and I've been to Fenway, but these are bucket list items, sports, that I have to do before I die.
Venues and sports.
Yep.
Ooh, Booker T and the MGs.
But I'm gonna be honest here. I want to do them with my son. And so some of them, I'm going to absolutely do them, and they're on my list. Michelle, just get the credit card ready. We're going to be paying this off.
No. She's not getting the credit card ready. You get the credit card ready.
Yeah, that's true.
You'll be paying this off.
Joe's had a really good couple years.
Nice try, buddy.
Yeah.
Nice try.
Number five. I want to go to Wembley Stadium, and I want to watch a World Cup game. Doesn't matter who. I want to go to Wembley Stadium. I want to see a World Cup game at some point. It's going to happen in our lifetime. I want to take my son to go see that. All kids start off with soccer, and it's like World Cup is the best. And when I think of one of the best venues, you got to go over to the pond, and you got to go to Wembley, right? Right?
I tell you what.
You're going to have one at Levi's, too, in a couple years.
Yeah, World Cup.
I like Levi's, but come on. Wembley's Wembley. I'm not trying to diss
Levi's. I do want to go to Wembley. I want to go to Tottenham and their new stadium, but did you see Real Madrid's new stadium?
I have not.
Oh, my gosh. Google it. Okay. They've got the scoreboard like the Rams are so
Google
high.
Google it.
They got the scoreboard like the Rams are so high. Did you see the turf, how they keep the grass hydrated? It is unbelievable.
No, how do they keep
they
it hydrated?
They crap all over the football stadium. They crap all over the football stadiums here across the seas, whether you go to Serie A, the Italian League, whether you go to La Liga, the Spanish League, whether you go to Bundesliga, the architecture involved with these stadiums. I don't know what you was talking about there, Joe.
Yeah.
But everything involved these stadiums, it is so next level. And they actually care about player safety. And they have grass, as Bonte said, installed at each and every one of them because their players will never play on turf because they actually care about them.
Remember the Tottenham game? Remember the Tottenham game? They were showing us how they go from turf to grass, and basically Real Madrid has that same thing.
It is
next level.
I thought you meant they actually
fertilizer.
Yes,
no, that's
what
not
I thought.
What
I was like,
no,
what?
No.
That is next level, or going back in time.
No. That's gone too far.
Yeah, all right, number four.
Number four.
I got to go to Madison Square Garden. Never been to Madison Square Garden. To me, it's a must. It's a must if you're a sports fan, right? You got to do it. And I want to go see the Warriors play against the Knicks. I mean, just at the top of my chart.
I was there for the All-Star game, which is great, but I want to go there for a Knicks game. We've got the Oregons and everything like that. But the Garden is special. The Garden is. I mean, I got lost in there because it's Penn Station's right under there.
Uh-huh.
So you got Penn Station and all the subways. You got the train stations. So sometimes I fly into Newark. And you get off in Newark, New Jersey, you get on a train, and it's 30 minutes to Penn Station right there in New York City, right under the Madison Square Garden. Then you go upstairs, you're like, all right, how do I get to Madison Square Garden? Go this way, go that way, go this way, that way. I got lost so many times trying to find my seat because it's a dump, but it's a great dump. It's like Candlestick Park. It is iconic. And they've done some renovations to it or whatnot, but it's just a garden. When you see the outside of it, it's like, damn, that's Madison Square Garden. Like, this is the blimp coverage with Marv Albert, Madison Square Garden, Bob Cott, all that stuff. Yeah, but Madison, you got to go to MSG.
All right, number three. Niners at Lambeau. I mean, like, you referenced it. Now, I'm not going to be able to probably go next year. He's too little. I want him to understand it and like, appreciate it, and I want him to be cognizant of it. But that's a trip everyone has to make. The 90s forged my love of the 49ers and my hatred of the Green Bay Packers and the respect for what they have as a franchise and what their impact was on American culture. So I got to go to Lambeau.
All right, Lambeau. I haven't been to Lambeau yet. I'm I'm debating. So the schedule gets released what date? Next month, right? May, middle of May. And I remember 2 years ago when the schedule got released, I fired on some plane tickets just because. As soon as the schedule got released, let's just book the plane tickets. If we don't go, we can always cancel. It all depends on where that game is slotted. Because they're going to Lambeau next year. We're going to Miami. I've always wanted to go to, they call it Hard Rock Stadium now. Mm-hmm. I refer to it as Joe Robbie Stadium, is the one I grew up with. But Miami, Buffalo, Green Bay, Minnesota, like, they got some really good road trips next year. Green Bay could happen next year. It could happen. Now, Baby Jazz bringing her. I would love to bring her. She doesn't get it. She may never get it. Hell, I don't even know if Anna gets it. She just likes to go. I'm going wherever, whether you're 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, who knows? I got to go there with a good team, too. Can't have a weak team going to another stadium.
I feel you on that.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you on that. All right, now I'm going to cheat on this number two. All right, I'm going to cheat
number
on this.
Number two.
All right, so I freely admit I'm cheating. I call this the trifecta. All right? Wrigley, Fenway, Yankee. You got to do it. You have to do it at some point in your life. My dad did it. He went up and down the Eastern Seaboard going to all the games. Now, I know, obviously, Chicago's in the middle of the country. But point being is, got to do Wrigley. Got to check that off the list. Got to go to Fenway and check that off the list. And even though it's the newer of the Yankee stadiums, you got to go and see a game in the Bronx. You just absolutely have to. If you're a baseball family, these are must-do things. And I already know, we're going to Giants Dodgers. I might go this summer.
So I did the trifecta. Now that I think about it, Fenway, check. Wrigley, check. New Yankee Stadium, check. And I was there for, this is 2016. Took a nap. I flew into New York.
Yeah.
Got on the subway, went straight to the hotel. Took a nap, got on the subway. It's like 20 minutes up to the Bronx. Got off. There's this janky McDonald's there. Yeah. Kind of like the McDonald's they used to be by Go to Gay Park.
Oh, yeah.
Reminded me of one of
that
those.
That was the worst McDonald's in America.
No. The one next to Yankee Stadium might be worse.
Really?
They say hold my beer.
I mean, the bathroom was disgusting.
I didn't go in there. That's how disgusting it was.
And I was starting McDonald's?
Hey, listen. Let me tell you, they could flip a mean Filet-O-Fish, though. At the one on Hay Street, the Filet-O-Fish is good there. I'm sorry. Just start going to the play structure. That McDonald's in Bronx looked bad. But I scalped the ticket. $15 ticket. They're walking to New Yankee Stadium. And New Yankee Stadium was meh. It was meh.
Really?
There was no character to it. It was sterile. Felt like a Little League park because the dimensions were so small. Well, but I will say the coolest part about it is when you walk around there, you see the old photos. Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
You see Mickey Mantle. You see Joe DiMaggio at an Italian restaurant with the pasta right in front of him. You're like, damn, this is Yankee Stadium. You see the monuments. You could do the tour of the monuments or whatnot. And you're like, wow, this is the place where Jeter made famous and A-Rod. And, you know, obviously the old one was across the street, but the new one, give it some time.
Well, I know Baltimore is on my personal list of places that I want to go. Like, I want to see a game at Camden Yards.
Okay, just
but Bonte, let me throw one last one before I give
go
you
go to
my-
Camden? Don't go to in the summertime.
Too hot?
Big Dog and I went. We bought $2 tickets to go see an Indians Orioles game.
Humid, huh?
Let me tell you how hot it was. 102 degrees.
Hot night in August. Humid.
100% humidity. 100% humidity. They were giving out free cups of ice to keep people from fading. I swear to God. They were giving out free cups of ice.
All right.
And it was a miserable game, but it was like, we got to go to Camden. Camden's good.
Yeah,
Camden's,
I mean,
the same architects for Oracle Park.
Exactly. And I have to do it. But now, and this is not on my list, but it's something everybody who coaches talks about. I don't know if you understand, like, from 9 years old to about 13 years old, I know 12 years old is the cutoff, Cooperstown and going to Cooperstown is, like, a huge thing for baseball families. And I know a lot of families that have gone. My buddy Mike went last summer, and he was talking about it. And it's a rite of passage for a father and a son, a mother and a son, a family to go out there. And that's definitely something that I would like to do, you know, at some point. But that's not on my list. And I don't know how many other people's list that's on. But I know that that is, like, if you're a sports family, that's a must do.
Well, Canton, Ohio is the one for me. And I swear that. And I may do it for Patrick Willis because I don't know how long Frank Gore is going to have to wait. But I have to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That, you know what, now that I'm thinking about it, I may be on my top five.
Okay.
Because of the history of the NFL. And all the, I mean, you see those busts in there. And I think their Hall of Fame I don't know. I've never been to Cooperstown. I can't say what it looks like. The Basketball Hall of Fame, nobody really talks about it. Yeah. We were thinking about going to Springfield, Massachusetts, but that drive was a long way, and we were kind of cooked from the shift and that flight from Boston.
The Cooperstown isn't necessarily just about the museum. It's about the experience for the kids because they stay in bunks, and there's like this whole barracks where all the kids are staying, and the parents are all hanging out. And I guess this is a rite of passage. It's a week or two-week experience that you have to do it. Here's my number one. All right,
Number one.
Unlike the other things on this list, and again, the Giants playing Fenway, this is why we're talking about this. I went to Fenway. It's one of the greatest experiences I've ever had in my life. You can't really play on Yankee Stadium. You can't play on Lambeau. You can't play at Madison Square Garden 9 times out of 10. You certainly can't play at Wembley Stadium. You can play at St. Andrews. And so that's my number one. I want to go to the home of golf where they have the Open every whatever, however many years, 7 years, whatever the rotation is these days. And I want to walk and play St. Andrews, the home of golf. That is my number one bucket list item. I want to be in good enough shape and good enough form in terms of my game to be able to go out there. And I want to experience it with my brother and our boys.
I need to do me a huge favor.
And maybe we'll have the ghost of Jack and Tiger at some point down the line. I don't want them. I'm not killing them. Tiger. But you get what I'm saying?
Keep the beat up. He's not going to give a top five without my top five. What are you talking about here? What are we doing? Let me tell you the five places on my list that I'm thinking about.
I want it. Oh, yeah, right? Give it to me.
So you brought up the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I am on the court like I'm Kobe and LeBron. I'll never forget Paulo Banchero doing this to me, man, on the court, man. I thought I was a player, man. I thought I was one of the
Can I give you my one last honorable mention?
Go ahead.
Rucker Park is an experience I would like to experience, but I didn't make my list.
Didn't make your list. All right, my honorable mention, Pro Football Hall of Fame, as I see John Madden on my screen here with Al Michaels. That is my honorable mention, Pro Football Hall of Fame. It will get done. I see here 415, and we're just talking about the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? Seeing everybody wear their outfits, my number five the Kentucky Derby. I need to go to the Kentucky Derby. My dad's side of the family were big horse racing fans. They still are big horse racing fans.
You bet the ponies?
I didn't bet the ponies. My father and my uncles always bet the ponies.
I know what it's like to lose a pet.
The ponies are fun. The ponies are fun. But I wouldn't want to go to the Kentucky Derby. Kentucky Derby is iconic. The broadcasters for the Kentucky Derby, whatever it is. I remember going to so many Giants games during the Kentucky Derby and during an inning. They would stop the game or whatever. During the inning break, they would show the Kentucky Derby on the scoreboard. And everybody's going crazy either at Oracle Park or Candlestick Park. I have to go to the Kentucky Derby. 5-3 Abonte, that's the whitest number five ever. Ha ha. How many black people go to the Kentucky Derby? How many minorities go to the Kentucky Derby? It ain't the whitest thing ever. It's just a thing to do. But you don't know about that, 5-3, yo.
Abonte Hill doing the next read. Golden Gate Fields.
I do love Golden Gate Fields. Listen.
I always picture Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, Gronk, always, every year. Yeah. Jimmy, too.
Wasted.
Yeah. Mint Julep. Julep, there you go.
Yeah, very sweet.
That Golden Gate Fields jingle, that was all time.
That was all time. All right, number four.
Number four
for me. Number four.
Lou Gehrig.
Allen Fieldhouse, Kansas. I keep talking about it.
Okay.
I want to go to KU for a basketball game.
All right.
I mean, they've had Roy Williams, whether it's Roy Williams, Bill Self, all the players they've had, Paul Pierce, Rafe LaFritz, Scott Pollard, Jacques Vaughn. I mean, Andrew Wiggins was there for a year. Joel Embiid was there for a year. You know, James A. Naismith for a year. You know, who's there has got the banners up there. I just hear when the sunlight's there. Mm-hmm. And they're all saying, or they're singing,
Christian
Rock
Brown.
Chalk, Jayhawk. And I'm like, wow. That would be so cool to go through. So I will cheat on my next one.
Kansas.
I want to go to Kansas. Allen Fieldhouse. You never watch a basketball game there? Be like, wow, that would be a cool place to watch a basketball game. I hear it's awesome. Awesome.
It's your list.
Rock,
the
Chuck,
evolution to 75-year-old white guy is almost complete.
No. A lot of brothers play at Kansas. A lot of brothers go there. A lot of brothers are at Kansas.
I'm aware of what the basketball team looks like.
Hey, listen. All right. So I'll cheat with my number three. I talked about Cameron Indoor Stadium.
Yeah.
Number three.
Smith Dome. Pauley Pavilion has always been a bucket list item.
Tobacco Road.
But you know what? Tobacco Road.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.